USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. does not have a policy of regime change towards Russia.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith. She was reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is again asking for weapons.
Ukraine can't shoot down Russian missiles with shotguns, machine guns, of which there are too many in the supplies. It's impossible to unblock Mariupol without a sufficient number of tanks, other armored vehicles, and especially without jets.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Personal data for about 820,000 current and former public school students in New York City was compromised in the hack of a popular online attendance system. Officials say this is the biggest breach of K-12 student data in U.S. history. The Education Department said the hack occurred in January, which prompted a week-long suspension of the widely used attendance and grading systems, Schedula, and PupilPath platforms. The hack affected current public students as well as past ones dating back to 2016. President Biden is expected to unveil a new 20% tax on the ultra-wealthy as part of his 2023 budget proposal. The billionaire minimum income tax would impact the 700 richest people in the U.S., establishing the tax on all households worth more than $100 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Evacuations are in effect near the city of Boulder, Colorado, due to a fast-moving wildfire. The fire is burning near the Table Mesa neighborhoods and the National Center for Atmospheric Research. It's up to about 120 acres. No injuries have been reported so far. Hawaii has lifted its pandemic travel restrictions, making it the first day in more than a year that domestic visitors can travel to the islands without showing a negative COVID-19 test or proof of vaccination or submitting to a quarantine period. The state's Hawaii Safe Travel Program expired at midnight on Friday. As of Saturday, anyone in the U.S. visiting Hawaii can do so as they did prior to the pandemic. State health authorities implemented Hawaii Safe Travel Protocols in October of 2020. The Razzie Awards are out. USA's Chris Russell reports.
LeBron James may not win another NBA title this year, but he did win a Razzie. The Lakers star was named Worst Actor for his role in the live-action animated feature Space Jam, A New Legacy. Space Jam, A New Legacy was also named Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel. However, this year's Big Razzie's champ was Netflix's Diana, the Musical. The filmed stage show earned a leading 5 Golden Raspberry statuettes, including Worst Picture and Worst Screenplay. The 42nd annual Razzie's Dishonor, the worst in film over the past year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.